Frank, you're an economic analyst, so tell me, from an economic policy perspective, does a governor have that kind of power?
No, not really. There's very little evidence that the governor's policies can affect the economic development of the state relative to the United States over any extended period of time, Nicole.
Do you have some source material on that, some data to support your conclusion?
Sure. I mean, this is a longstanding debate amongst governors and economic policymakers. The way to measure it is to look at gross state product and compare that to gross domestic product, because the two are comparable. And so there's a way to do that statistically called a correlation. It's a statistical measure of the trajectory of two variables and how closely interrelated they are. A correlation coefficient of one means they're identically related.
Okay.
So I ran the correlation between gross state product and gross national product for Florida between 1997 and 2014, and the correlation coefficient is 0.975.
So almost one.
Almost one.
Almost exactly the same.
Almost exactly the same. So what that means is there couldn't be any state-level policy by any governor that made the state outperform, because its trajectory pretty much tracks the U.S. gross domestic product. And the same is basically true for Louisiana and Texas, except for the effects of the oil booms.
But Hank, isn't it also the case that many state economies, especially in Florida and Texas, have consistently grown faster on average than the U.S. based on GDP growth over many years? How does that square with what you're saying about state policy carrying very little water here?
Well, you're absolutely right. There are states that have consistently outperformed the United States, but the trajectories are almost perfectly parallel. That's what the correlation coefficient is measuring. So if a state is consistently outperforming the nation for 20 or 30 years, like Florida or Texas, it's got to have to do with something like weather, oil, beaches, things that aren't policy related, because they've been consistent for such a long period of time. And that's really what drives the differences. These factors aren't amenable to state government policies.
Are there no state policies that can promote economic growth?
No, there are policies that can promote economic growth. They just have to be done consistently for a long period of time, and they tend to cost a significant amount of money. What I'm speaking about is investments in infrastructure, education, and healthcare in particular. Long-term investments in those things do provide a competitive advantage to particular states and can cause their growth to rise above the national average for an extended period of time. It doesn't so much insulate them from the business cycle, but it does make them perform a little bit better than the national economy over an extended period of time.
So if state policies can have little impact to enhance the growth of a state's economy, can they have negative impacts?
Yeah, unfortunately they can. Let's cite the example of New Jersey, for example. It has a well-deserved reputation for very poor government efficiency. Its land use and zoning policies are Byzantine. I mean, we complain in Florida. New Jersey is a whole nother universe of Byzantine land use regulations that inhibit economic growth. More recently, Governor Brownback of Kansas has launched on a fiscal experiment in Kansas. His plan was to cut and then eliminate the personal income tax, which is 40% of state revenues. Following the prescriptions of supply-side economists, he thought that by reducing those taxes, he would dramatically increase growth and other revenues would increase. It's been a disaster. It's been a complete failure. And so negative policies can have negative results. Kansas is underperforming the surrounding states. It's underperforming the United States. It's got a huge budget hole. It's had to cut education spending and cut infrastructure spending, which in the long run will make their growth lower, not higher.
So what's the takeaway here?
There's a number of takeaways. One, governors really can't take credit for the economic performance of this state. But two, they can take credit for certain policy successes, like education reform in Florida. It's been a big success. And certainly, governors can take credit for those kinds of things. Third, don't do anything wrong. Do no harm. And finally, what works at the state level doesn't necessarily work at the federal level. States can't conduct monetary and fiscal policy. Only the federal government can do that. And states should never run a deficit in their budgets. But the federal government can and should do that sometimes. For example, during the Great Recession, the federal government ran a huge deficit. It helped pull us out of the Great Recession. It helped to save the banks and the automobile industry. And but for a deficit, we couldn't have done that. So what works at the state level doesn't necessarily work at the federal level, Nicole.
Thank you very much for your time, Hank.
Thank you.